For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jaikumar.
Hey everyone, this is AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we provide you ancient wisdom for the modern mind that will immediately inspire, motivate, and compel you to transform your life. So if you are new to the show, then I want to give you a warm welcome. Now today is a very special day because we're launching a new weekly mini episode edition during which I'll be reading out excerpts from books that I love. These might be books written by previous guests on our show, distant mentors, or even friends who've recently or sometime in the past launched a book. I was looking for ways to provide you that something extra, and since you love our book recommendations, I thought, why not actually provide you a glimpse into some of these amazing transformative books. I assure you that you're going to immediately love this edition because I've carefully chosen sections and excerpts that are really going to inspire you and make you feel happier. Sounds good? Now, the book that I've chosen for today is one that is close to my heart. It is called Creative Visualization by the late Shakti Gawain. And I've actually interviewed Mark Allen for this book, who is the publisher of this amazing book and someone who has worked closely with Shakti and has throughout his life used these principles and techniques to manifest and create the life of his dreams. Now, this book is definitely a treasure, and I highly recommend that you get it because it has so much to offer. And today's episode will give you a little glimpse, an intro, if you will, into the wonderful, fascinating, magical world of creative visualization and what is really possible with the power of your mind. Now, before we begin, I've got a quick announcement for you. If you are fascinated by the chakras and what they can unlock for you, then you gotta attend the free live training that I've put together for you this Thursday, and it's online. The link you need is my7chakras.com/live-training. And on this webinar, we're going to take a look at the fascinating human energy system. I will talk to you about the one reason why so many people don't experience results with chakra balancing, although information is readily available. And I'll teach you some simple but powerful techniques to balance and clear your seven chakras immediately right after the webinar. The link that you need is my7chakras.com/live-training. That's my seven is a word, my7chakras.com/live-training. I'll see you there. And with that, let us get back to our episode for today, which is an excerpt from the book Creative Visualization that I'm going to start reading right now. So just relax and get ready to receive some wisdom and some inspiration. One of the most important steps in making your creative visualization work effectively and successfully is to have the feeling of being connected with your inner spiritual source. Your spiritual source is the supply of infinite love, wisdom, and energy in the universe. For you, source may mean God, Goddess, universal intelligence, the Great Spirit, the higher power, or your true essence. However we conceptualize it, It can be found here and now within each of us, in our inner beings. You can think of contacting your inner source as connecting with your higher self, the wise being who dwells within you. Being in contact with your higher self is characterized by a deep sense of knowingness and certainty of power, love, and wisdom. You know that you're creating your own experience of life and that you have the power to create the experiences most important and necessary for your learning process. We have all had experiences of being connected with our higher selves, although we may not have conceptualized it in that way, feeling exceptionally high, clear, strong, on top of the world, or able to move mountains are indications of being connected with your higher self. So is the experience of falling in love, when you feel wonderful about yourself and the world because your love for another human being is causing you to connect with your higher self. When you first become consciously aware of the experience of your higher self, you will find that it seems to come and go rather sporadically. At one point, you may be feeling strong, clear, and creative. The next moment, you may be thrown back into confusion and insecurity. And this seems to be a natural part of the process. Once you're aware of your higher self, you can call on it whenever you need it. And gradually, you will find that it is with you more and more of the time. The connection between your personality and your higher self is a two-way channel, and it's important to develop the flow in both directions. Receptive. When you quiet your personality during meditation and come into a being space, you open the channel for higher wisdom and guidance to come to you through your intuitive mind. You can ask questions and wait for answers to come to you through words, mental images, or feeling impressions. Active. When you're experiencing yourself as the co-creator of your life, you make choices about what you create to desire and channel the infinite energy, power, and wisdom of your higher self into manifesting your choices through active visualization and affirmation. When the channel is flowing freely in both directions, you are being guided by your higher wisdom, and based on that guidance, you are making choices and creating your world in the highest, most beautiful way. Almost any form of meditation will eventually take you to an experience of your spiritual source or your higher self. If you're not sure what this experience feels like, don't worry about it. Just continue to practice your relaxation, visualization, and affirmations. Eventually, you will start experiencing certain moments during your meditations when there's a sort of click in your consciousness and you feel like things are really working. You may even experience a lot of energy flow or a warm, radiant glow in your body. These are signs that you are beginning to channel the energy of your higher self. Here's an exercise in creative visualization that will help you tune into the feeling. You may wish to do this exercise regularly at the beginning of your meditation periods. Sit or lie in a comfortable position. Relax completely. Let all tension drain out of your body and mind. Breathe deeply and slowly. Relax more and more deeply. Visualize a light within your heart, glowing, radiant and warm. Feel it spreading and growing, shining out from you farther and farther until you are like a golden sun, radiating loving energy on everything and everyone around you. Say to yourself silently and with conviction, "Divine light and divine love are flowing through me and radiating from me to everything around me." Repeat this over and over to yourself until you have a strong sense of your own spiritual energy. If you wish, use any other affirmations of your own power, light, or creative abilities, such as, "God is working through me now. I am filled with creative energy. The light within me is creating miracles in my life here and now." Or whatever phrase has meaning and power for you. Next chapter, going with the flow. The only effective way to use creative visualization is in the spirit of the way of the Tao, going with the flow. That means that you don't have to exert effort to get where you want to go. You simply keep clearly in mind where you would like to go, and then patiently and harmoniously follow the flow of the river of life until it takes you there. The river of life sometimes takes a winding course towards your goal. It may even seem temporarily to go in a different direction entirely, yet in the long run, it is a more effortless and harmonious way to get there than through struggling and striving. Going with the flow means holding on to your goals lightly, even though they may seem very important, and being willing to change them if something more appropriate and satisfying comes along. It is that balance between keeping your destination clearly in mind and yet enjoying all the beautiful scenes you encounter along the way, and even being willing to change your destination if life starts taking you in a different direction. In short, it means being firm yet flexible. If you have a lot of heavy emotions riding on whether you attain your goal, that is, if you will be very upset if you don't get what you want, you will tend to work against yourself. In your fear of not getting what you want, you may actually be energizing the idea of not getting it as much as or more than you are energizing the goal itself. If you do find yourself very emotionally attached to a goal, it may be most effective and appropriate to work first on your feelings about the matter. You may have to take a good look at what you fear about not achieving the goal and do affirmations to help you feel more confident and secure, or to help you face your fears. For example, the universe is unfolding perfectly. I don't have to hang on. I can relax and let go. I can go with the flow. I trust my own process. I always have everything I need. I have all the love I need within my own heart. I am a lovable and loving person. I am whole in myself. Divine love is guiding me, and I am always taken care of. The universe always provides. You may find some of the clearing process I give later helpful, and I refer you to my recommended resources section for books that may offer help and insight. Of course, it's perfectly okay to creatively visualize something to which you have a lot of emotional attachment, and it will sometime work quite well. But if it doesn't, realize that you may be attempting to visualize something out of fear of what may happen if you don't get it. In this case, it is important to relax and accept your feelings, accept the idea that you may not immediately realize your goal. Look more deeply into your fears and understand that resolving the conflict is probably an important area of growth for you and a wonderful opportunity to get to know yourself on a deeper level. At any time while doing creative visualization, if you get a feeling that you're trying to force or push something that doesn't want to happen, back off a little and ask your higher self whether or not this is really the best thing for you, or whether or not you truly desire it. You may not yet be truly ready for it, or the universe may be trying to show you something better that you haven't yet considered. A man recently told me this story. A few years ago, he was trying to make it as a stand-up comedian. He bought this book and tried to visualize himself as a successful comedian. Try as he might, he simply couldn't get a clear picture or feeling of this happening. He took this as a message to re-examine his goals. After much soul-searching, he returned to school and became a minister and psychotherapist, which he loves. Now, he is also a talk show host on a popular national television show that focuses on metaphysical and paranormal phenomena. This unusual combination of career suits him perfectly. In this case, not being able to visualize what he thought he wanted helped him find a whole new direction in life. This story is also a good example of how we may not know exactly what we want. We have to keep allowing the process to unfold. Hey Action Tribe, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you are ready to take some enthusiastic action in your life. If you have enjoyed listening, then make sure you order this book on Amazon. Go to my7chakras.com/278book. That's the link you need. That's my7chakras.com/278book. Now, if you prefer listening then know that audible.com is actually providing all our listeners, Action Tribe, one free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial. And I know that this book is available on their platform. So to get your free book, visit www.my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook and start listening to your next book. Now, if you are on Instagram, then take a screenshot of your phone while listening to this episode and then tag me on Instagram so that we can connect. My Instagram is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And if there's a specific book that you'd like for me to read in the future, then reach out via email with the headline AJ Book Reads and tell me what's on your mind. I'd really love to hear from you. So let me know your thoughts, your experiences, how you like this, your epiphanies and your magic moments. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. And I hope you enjoyed today's session. And until next time, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.